On today's show, Tom Seco and CJ Burnett, co-founders of Florida Veterinary Advisors.
I'm personally especially excited about this session because, you know, like many practicing veterinarians, we're good at medicine. We're not great at business management or financial advice. And I'm actually at the stage in my career where I have to start thinking about things like an exit strategy. So I am incredibly pleased to have two guest hosts on this show. Tom and CJ, they are the co-founders of Florida Veterinary Advisors. They are financial advisors, and I love this title, Certified Exit Planners. I love that. I've never come across that, guys. I think that's really awesome. I've never seen that. What is CEXP? And I was looking, oh, Certified Exit Planner. That is so cool. So guys, thanks for being on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us, Michael.
Yeah. And so they're coming from Florida. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about exactly what they do, how they help veterinarians like myself. But first and foremost, I would love to know how you guys came about to get into the veterinary profession. So what is your origin story?
Well, that I would say it mainly started on my end. So I'm Tom Seco, just so everyone knows who I am. And really, I've been in the veterinary profession or in the financial industry for, I think, almost 11 years now. It's been quite a long time. I can't believe how much time has passed. And CJ and I teamed up. It was, I don't know if it was destiny or if it was kind of hope or whatever happened at the time of in 2014, after I was about 3 years into my career. And as CJ and I bumped into each other, I was starting to learn the ropes at the firm that we're at right now. And I was new to how to plan, like the planning that we did. And they constantly kept on talking about, hey, you should find a group of people that you enjoy to work with, that you can connect with. And I was sitting in a training one day and they gave me this handout, and it had an entire list of a bunch of different professions. There were accountants, attorneys, doctors, optometrists, and veterinarians was on that page. And when I sat there and I looked at it, I was like, hey, out of all of these, who could I get along with? And the first one that caught my eye, I was like, well, veterinarians, because they love animals. I love animals. My wife always pokes at me, makes fun of me because I like obsess over our animals all the time. And it's just, I don't know. I love them. I've got a little dog named Theodore.
He's awesome.
Like our mascot. Yeah. And from there, it's just we started doing a little research and then realized that there was, we met one person. They became a client. Started talking to them, asking about their overall confidence and how they felt about finances. And we found that there was just so many people that were going out there and being kind of like, not like a one trick pony, but it was more of like they came in there to a specific product or did something. And then that was the gist of it. And then people were like, that's my financial advisors. But then they still had this overwhelming amount of stress that was not getting relieved. And then that's when CJ and I, we really started going at it. And it's been just over 7 years now that we've been working in the veterinary community.
Yeah. And I think, so this is CJ Burnett. And when we started working together, because Tom, you know, obviously was new to our group, he had a couple cases that I had worked on with him. And he had worked with a few other advisors at the same time. And as we started working together, I mean, it just kind of clicked. Things that I was bad at, he was good at, and vice versa. And then things that I didn't like to do, he loved to do. So you know, if you can find somebody like that, I mean, that's gold, right? So that's really, you know, we started working on some cases together. And then once Tom got kind of motivated to get in the vet space, then, you know, I more or less just kind of tagged along. And he's the one that runs the insurance side and the operations of the business. And then I'm more of the, I do a lot of the planning and the investment side.
Oh, okay. So what sort of... like when you said you initially started looking at the vet space, so what actually caught your eye from a financial standpoint, right? Because my understanding of us veterinarians is like I said, we're not great at the finances, right? We're in there because we came in for the love of doing medicine, and most of us owners, we just want to practice medicine, and all that financial stuff just kind of gets in the way, so to speak, and it makes things difficult for us. And I think as you discussed, we talked about stress, we talked about the issues that we have to face, because it's tough enough being a veterinarian, let alone thinking about all the finances and the future and everything like that. So what caught your eye?
Most of the people that I worked with were in the medical field, human med, right? So surgeons, those kinds of things. And what really caught, I think, my eye, especially when we started working with veterinarians, was the entity value for a veterinary practice is a lot higher than, say, a cardiologist or a neurosurgeon. And right about the time that we started getting into a lot of this stuff, a lot of the healthcare law was being implemented. And there's certain things called RVUs for surgeons, reimbursable units from the government that for health insurance. It was becoming less advantageous for a doctor, human med, to practice on their own. And it was easier for them to go work for a hospital. The hospital got higher reimbursable amounts. You know, we saw the writing on the wall in human med of if we wanted to work with entrepreneurs, if we wanted to work with people who had high value in their entity, and because we're certified exit planners, like that's what we do. We work with business owners. Then the vet space was going to be one of those places that could use that, because there's an older generation that wants to kind of pass the legacy. And there's a younger generation that is very aggressive in being entrepreneur. But they're not really exactly sure how to tackle the bear. And so, you know, a lot of what we focus in is helping the you know, current owners get out of their practice, exit their practice, and not have to sell to corporate if they don't want to, and figure out how can a younger vet buy a practice and not have to come out of pocket, you know, a ridiculous amount of money because they're competing with these private equity groups.
Something that I really want to just add to that real quick is I've found that, like, since we did have a history of working with people in the medical profession, we found that veterinarians were like the humble doctor. They know they don't know things and they're willing to accept help. And I think the biggest thing that we've found over time is that it just takes the matter of them getting to the part where they can trust someone and know someone. And then they just sit here and they're like, hey, help me with this. Other times we feel like we're constantly wrestling with other people in the medical profession because it's like they seem like they always want to know more than you do, or they pretend like they do. And you're like, I can't help you like that. So
you nailed it, Tom. You nailed the whole thing. That's what I joke that we veterinarians, we're kind of the cooks of the medical world, because from ranging from even just off-label use of drugs to everything, we just kind of put everything together and do stuff. But we are very, how do I put this? There's a lot of owners that are, like I always say, they got to cut the umbilical cord. They feel like they can do everything on their own. They get overwhelmed and they don't know how to do things. But at the same point, they are open and honest and want someone to help. And I think that creates avenues for businesses like yourself to come in. Because I don't know a single vet out there that doesn't need some sort of financial advice or help.
Absolutely.
A single.
I find it so interesting too, where it's like, you know, yourself being a practice owner, there's so many practice owners that we talk to that they are getting approached by people on a very regular basis. And you're having to make very quick decisions on certain things. And it's like, how does this fit together in a bigger picture? And sometimes it's like, even in our world, we have to just almost like blindfoldly trust, like we go with our gut and say, hey, this is supposed to be the way it is. And then at the end of the day, it's like, was it the way it was supposed to be? And we find that so many practice owners are like wanting to transition, especially out of their business or sell it, or people are wanting to get in and they just don't know who to go to really be able to be like a quarterback, to be that person, help coach them and guide them in a way to where they're asking good questions. They're creating a really good vision of what they're trying to accomplish. And they have an end in mind, because I feel like a lot of times business owners, they get into business and they don't know where they're going to go at the end. They're just always sitting there living in the moment. So,
and good coaches don't always have all the answers. They just have a lot of really good questions.
Absolutely.
Right. Oh, so it's a discovery process. You know, we don't have all the answers, right? We're helping people discover what those answers should be, because everyone's different.
That is an excellent point.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. The Collaborative Vet Podcast is not affiliated with or endorsed by Park Avenue Securities, Guardian, or Florida Veterinary Advisors, and opinions stated are their own. Tom and CJ are registered representatives and financial advisors of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Securities products and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial representatives of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, Guardian, New York, New York. Park Avenue Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. Florida Veterinary Advisors is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Park Avenue Securities or Guardian. Tom and CJ's California insurance license numbers 0K80141 and 0K79676. Florida Veterinary Advisors is not registered in any state or with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as a registered investment advisor. The individuals associated with Florida Veterinary Advisors do not maintain specialized licenses or qualifications for the financial services provided to veterinary professionals. 20211227 98 expires June 2023.